Blog Talk Radio.
Encourage you, if you're listening right now,
you're saying to yourself, God, how am I going to get to this place where I really, really desire to be? How can I get to this place? Because right now I'm feeling like I can't. Right now I'm feeling like it's so hard for me to get to this level and for me to get this place. And if you're going through that, I just want to encourage you today to know that God cares for you. God cares for you. And the biggest thing is this, that while you realize that God cares for you, there's some things that I want you to just realize, that we all go through mountaintop experiences. When I say mountaintop experiences, I'm talking about we all go through experiences where we feel like we have succeeded. We feel like, okay, I'm on top of the world now because, A, I have this. B, I have that. C, I have that. So we have these mountaintop experiences. Then there's the times when we're going to have what we call valley experiences. Those are the experiences where you feel like, you know, God, is it going to get worse than this? So God, can it really get worse than what I'm going through right now? Can my life really, really get worse than what I'm going through right now? Can I even handle anything else right now? Because I don't feel like I can handle anything else about right now. And, you know, and what happens is this. We go through the things that we go through. We go through low experiences. And in those low experiences, I don't know about you, but for me, in those low experiences where I felt like, God, it's not going to get any better than this, what tended to happen was that God moved in my life, and God fed me in the midst of my adversity. God fed me in the midst, glory to God. God fed me in the midst of what I thought was confusion, in the midst of a situation that was so uncomfortable. God fed me. Wow. God will feed you in the midst of what appears to be the worst time in your life. God will feed you. So even though you're going to have mountaintop experiences, you're going to have some valley experiences. Then, not only are you going to have valley experiences, you're going to realize that God will feed you in the midst of situations that you thought it can't get worse. In the midst of situations that you thought it felt like it cannot get worse than it is right now. I am not going to be able to make it. And when you're thinking like that and you feel like that, I just want to encourage you today to know that God can. But other people say it won't happen, God can. When other people tell you that there's no way you're going to accomplish the thing that God has placed in your life, I want to remind you today that God can. God can, God can, God will make a way for you. Glory to God. You're listening to the Heart Love Radio Show. And if you're tuning in, I'm G. Wright. The inspirational message today is this. You might go through your mountaintop experiences. You will go through that. You will experience valley experiences where you feel like it can't get any worse than this. And then I'm here to let you know and understand something today. You will also have this experience, that in the midst of what appears to be the most uncomfortable position or situation in your life, that God will bless you, that God will increase you, that God will sustain you the midst of what you think is the worst situation in your life. I can say for myself, after listening to people and hearing people discuss what they're going through in their lives, I've come to this conclusion that today I had to say, God, I believe you can. God, I know you can. God, I believe all things are possible. And for the word of God says, with men it's impossible, but not so with God. For with God, all things are possible. Today, know this, all things are indeed possible.
Life's been serving you some blows, yeah. Around every corner you see, thick clouds cover you in despair. You can't see your goal. You're about to lose hope. Well, don't give up. Don't give in. 'Cause you've got to run this race in faith to win. All is possible if you believe. Your dreams can come true if you walk in faith with me. All things are possible, yeah. The darkness around you, trying to hold you back. You don't think you will win. Just put your eyes on Jesus. Then you'll succeed. So get on now.
Time in this life. No time to wait.
No, 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 no.
you're listening, to the Hard Love Radio Show. I'm none other than G-Wright. I just want to encourage you guys right now, whatever you're going through, I just want to encourage you to stay focused. All things are possible. And at the pace and say, it's already done. Hope you guys enjoy yourselves right now. It's already done. If you're listening right now, I just want to say thank you. God bless you. I appreciate you guys. And those of you who are listening right now to the Hard Love Radio Show, I just wanted to just inspirational word for today is God can. God can because he said, I am. God can because he says, I am. Not I was, not I maybe, but I can. So I just want to encourage you today to know that God can. He says to you to know that he can. Know that God can. Know that God can in your situation. Know that God will make a way for you in your life. And if you know this thing, guys, if you know that God can, if you know that God will, I just want to encourage you today, just know this. No matter what you're going through, no matter what you're experiencing, no matter what you're facing, that God is able to make all grace abound to you. God will speak to your situation. And I say this, there's power in our words. There's life and death in the tongue. The things we speak out of our lives helps create the things that happen. If you say, I'll never make it, guess what? You will never make it. But I will make it because the word of God tells me that greater is he who lives than me than he who is in the world. Guess what? I'm going to make it. My word for you today, you might be going through something right now. I just want to encourage you today for you to know that you can make it. The biggest thing I want you to understand today is you can make it. And guys, if you know that you can make it, guess what? Just watch what God will do in your life. So it's a matter of just knowing that you can't make it. And not just knowing, but knowing without a shadow of a doubt, knowing without a flinch, knowing that you can do all things that Christ strengthens you. And once you know that, once you have experienced that, once you know it for yourself, guess what? No person can come against because you know. So knowledge is power. The words that you speak are powerful. Why am I going around this way today? I have to go here because this is where people are. I'm here right now, not right now, tonight, because this is where people are at. People are experiencing great drama and trauma. People that lose their homes and I have to say this, you know, guys, something that someone said to me before, I want to say to you guys, it's amazing how when it comes down to some certain things, it is amazing to me what people are going through and what people are experiencing, what people are accepting as truth. You know, we have a lot to be thankful for. I've heard of this story. I have several friends who've gone through this, who've had houses and have either had to move so they had lost their jobs or were forced to move because they didn't pay rent. I'm saying this thing to you today because one of my friends, she was faithful, and God sustained her for a long, long time. God sustained her in the midst of something where it was one of the most uncomfortable situations I've ever seen in my entire life. You know, because people are going through what they're going through. And if you guys don't realize that people are going through what they're going through. You know, people are going through what they're going through. And I just want to encourage you today about this thing, because she went through what she went through. And I'll tell you, she went through something that I think was the hardest thing that I've ever seen. But I want to encourage you today about this. One thing about this friend of mine is she's a godly woman. She's a woman of God. And just like so many other people who might complain about what they're going through, they still have their homes. They still have their jobs. They still have these things going on in their lives. So much to be grateful for. This next song that I'm going to play, first of all, even before I say that about playing this next song that I'm going to play, let me tell you a story real quick. There's some people out here right now who might feel like I'm going through the worst part of my life. I have nothing to be thankful for. But if you have a roof over your head, if your bills are still being met, you might be in an uncomfortable situation. But as long as your bills are being met, not even met, as long as you are alive, you have a place to stay. Somewhere to go, you are blessed, even in the midst of your situation. Because sometimes God allows something to happen so he can work a miracle. You know, I just want to just encourage you guys who are listening right now. If you have faith, size of a mustard seed, you can take this mountain and be thou removed. If you have faith, don't lose heart. Don't lose faith. As the Pace sisters have said, it's already done. It's already done, and that's what we're about to listen to right now. And I want you to rejoice with the Pace sisters and sing a song, It's Already Done. You listen to our Love Radio Show. This is G-Rank coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area.
Done. happening? This is Simone Malone, your radio feel-good man of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. You're listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Wright. That's right, the Heart of Love Radio Show. You stay right there and enjoy G. Wright.
Hope you guys are enjoying yourselves. This is G. Wright, and I appreciate all the love that you guys send me. If you'd like to send me a message on my Yahoo at G. Wright Online at Yahoo. That's G-W-R-I-J-H-T Online at Yahoo. That's my screen name as well. Also, you can hit me up on my official website at GWrightOnline.com. That's gwrightonline.com. And then if you're on MySpace, it's myspace.com/GWrightSync. GWrightSync. And also myspace.com/The Heart of Love Radio Show. You know, so, and also on Facebook, you guys, I do have a fan page. Look for G. Wright. And that's right. And I hope you guys are doing well. The lines are open. The number is 646-595-4311. 646-595-4311. Now, if you're going through something right now, I just want to encourage you today, as Canton Jones says in the song, I won't stop. No matter what you're going through, I won't stop. Here's the number, 646-595-4311. The line's going to be open up after this song. I won't stop by Canton Jones.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
If they take my song off the radio, and if I gotta push records in the snow, 'cause this music is more than a train, more than houses causing wonderful things. I do this music for the rest of my life. I put that on my baby girl and my wife. Go ask somebody and they will let you know. I keep it real, my homie.
Yeah. such a blessing. How you constantly showing me how much you love me. And use the little things in life to remind me how big you are. How amazing is your grace. You can tell by the look and the smile that's on my face. I'm just happy to keep all your friends. When I think about it, I can't help but say.
Thank you.
I hope you guys enjoyed that. That was none other than the incomparable. The incomparable, y'all. Whew. One of the legendary Foxes, Lorinda Clark Cole, returned. That was a song done by none other than her cousin, Jay Moss. Listen to the Heart of Love Radio Show. I'm G. Wright. This is my cousin, Eureka Wright. G. Wright.
Worship the King. Worship the Christ. Worship the Lord.
Write you a letter. I have to be very honest with you right now. I don't really know how to say this.
I wanna believe, but I'm having a hard time. try to fly, I realize I don't know how. No one showed me how. Wish I could see that the specimen will really work out for my good. You said it would.
I wanna believe.
Greetings and salutations. This is Simone Malone, your radio feel-good man. I am the general manager and producer of HDMS.net Radio in Philadelphia and Delaware. And you're listening to G Wright. It's G Wright, the Heart of Love radio show, right there. Enjoy.
Hope you guys are enjoying yourself. Indeed, this is the Heart of Love Radio Show. We're about to wrap things up for our show tonight. But please stay in touch. Send me a message at gwriteonline@yahoo.com or on my official website at gwriteonline.com. And I just like to say this, you guys. I have a new release that's about to be released in March, and it's going national, so please keep me in prayers. If you couldn't, just pray. Just Pray is and Consecrated for You are the two songs that we're pushing right now. So if you call your local radio station, you might actually have it, but I just would like to say thank you so much for your prayers. We're going to end the show with Just Pray today. And if you're going through something, you guys, I just hope that the music has encouraged you. The song that you heard was Frank Kirkland's Help Me Believe. You know, and at the end of the day, guys, it said the Word of God says that the prayers of a righteous man availeth much. It's productive to pray. I just want to say God bless you guys. Look forward to seeing you next Tuesday from 9 to 10. And remember, just pray. My music is also on iTunes and CD Baby. God bless you. Have a prosperous evening.
People are hurting. People are searching. Without hope in sight, when you are our guiding light. You've taught us just how to pray. And Father, we need you this day. We fall on our knees and say a prayer. It changes things.
Just pray
for our nation.
Just pray
for salvation.
Just pray
for deliverance. If we focus on you, there's nothing we can undo. We can make a change. It starts with me. It starts with you. Yeah.
summer come and go.
Show love to every woman, man, and child.
That's right.
That's right.
It's
yeah.
right.
Oh.
That's right.
Search your hearts and souls right now.
Do you
really have a peace of mind? It doesn't take much to show we can. Open your mind. Peace.